So,
Electric fly swatter.
the electric fly swatter, care to discuss? Where did you get? And it was like in the back of your dresser
Yeah, it
when I
fell.
was like.
At the, what's it called? What do they call it? A white elephant. Where you like, when the gifts are in the middle and you're like, oh, that one, you open it, and it's like a weird thing. I got it.
When? And
A
white
few weeks
elephant for
ago
what?
at the church for young women's.
Oh, I didn't know
Yeah.
that. So one of the gifts that they were giving away at the young women's church group is a
Electric fly
tennis
swatter.
racket with a
No, electric fly
metallic
swatter.
with the metallic
It's an electric fly swatter.
it's a tennis racket with the
It's an
electrified fence
electric fly swatter.
with an electric fence on it.
You can play extreme tennis. We just need two, like, D batteries.
D batteries.
Yeah.
And then what? We could kill
Electrically,
insects
yeah.
electronically?
Instax. Or,
Insects?
like a person.
Or you could, yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
That's great.
Well, I
That's
tell
great.
you, I think it absolutely sucks.
No, I think it's great. You don't know anything.
Oh. So you don't have any homework for the days that you miss, but what about the day that you didn't miss? Because you always have math homework. Always. Fox didn't give you any.
Yeah, but I finished it.
When?
We had a bunch of time at the end of class.
Okay. Did you brush your teeth? Like this. Yeah. That's
Well,
not
you're no, most of
working
what you're
for
seeing is
me.
glue. That's because you've pointed that out before and it's glue. Because it's hard. Like the stuff around it that looks gunky, it's not.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know when my dentist appointment is?
I don't, but I have a feeling that it's next Monday, not tomorrow, but the weekend, the week after. Why?
That means one more
Palate
week until I get my
expander is
palate
gone.
expanders out.
Yeah.
After tonight, 11 days until Christmas. Doesn't that seem like crazy?
It does, but
Like, that was
Santa's
fast.
not coming anymore since you don't believe.
Well,
There are
I got you guys.
no more presents to be given.
No.
Once you don't believe, then presents go away. No
Oh.
tree, no decorations.
Is that why Cody and Cassie and Lindsay don't get any gifts?
That is. The
Because
rule
I'm
is once
pretty
nobody
sure
in the
that I've
house
seen them.
believes. Yeah, but that's because, we had to keep up appearances until you didn't believe anymore. And then now that you don't believe, then now nobody gets anything.
Aw, now we don't have to put out cookies this year. Because now it's just you guys eating it.
I don't know what you're
You just
talking
take
about.
we leave three on, you eat two and take a bite out of one. Or just like put the cookies back,
That's
I'm
exactly
guessing.
what we did. We just put the
You.
cookies back in.
Yep.
Because I would always try to eat them, and mommy would say, "You don't need any more cookies. You've already had a snack."
Did you.
Okay.
Wait, I want to know like how you guys do it. Like what time do you guys go and put the presents out there?
Like, as soon as we put you to bed.
Whoa, get that past me.
Yeah.
I feel like my
Yeah. In
hearing
fact,
has gone
there has
up.
been a couple of times when we put you to bed and then we start like putting presents out and like doing stockings, and then you'd get up and we had to steer you around what we were doing.
Well, you're right there. How did I not? How'd you guys get away with it?
There's a when you're a kid, you don't want to believe that mom and dad, you don't have any idea that mom and dad could be in on it. So you're not looking for that. Like if like this year, if we tried to do it, if we tried to, to be Santa this year, you would kind of know what to look for. And you'd go, "Wait, what are you guys doing over there? What are the stockings down off of the fireplace?" What are these empty bags of chocolate candy in the trash for? What?
Okay, I get it.
There's a willful disbelief as a child.
Man, Christmas is cool.
Yeah, it is.
We need to go. We need to start my bags because they're. I was about to say they're due. I mean, I got my school talk. They're due on Friday.
Oh, you have to give presents by Friday?
Well, yeah, because we get off on Friday. We're off
Wait,
for a break.
so you're not going to school at all next week?
I have to have them there by Friday.
I don't think I understand. That's why. Do you not go to school the following week?
No, break.
Yeah, but don't you have to go to school up till like the 23rd or something like that? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
We have the rest of this week, and that's it.
Man, you guys got it so easy. We
Well, they just tack that on at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's why you go to school until like the middle of June.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, too bad.
So, I have to have
All right.
the
Well, we'll have to
best
make some time.
Friday. And just like regular Christmas presents. Oh, I hate not having like a job. I hate not being old enough to have a job. Because I can't buy Christmas
Well,
presents.
you could always move to Taiwan.
Or I could not do that.
Gotta take the bad with the good.
Like, how do I? I'm too young to get presents for people.
Listen, you just have to be creative. You're too young to have a job to buy presents, but you're not too young to give presents. There's lots of things that Mom and I could get from you as presents that we would be.
Like what?
What are some things that you might be able to do or give that would be appreciative, that would be from the heart? Think about it. You don't have to answer now. We have to go to bed.
Is this a timed quiz?
Yes, timed
You have
quiz.
a minute to come up with 10 things.
That's right. And then I'm going to choose something, and you better give me that thing. I'm waiting. What am I getting for Christmas? Can I have some
The
time?
joke's over. Wait, what was I gonna say? Wait, I want to tell you like one more thing. Who was it? Who did it?
Is it on a TED Talk?
Yeah. No. I don't remember who did it. But who was it?
Wow, this is a fantastic story so
No,
far.
because I don't really know her, that's why.
I don't think it matters.
Okay, whatever. We were like talking to her at lunch and she took her earlobe and wrap it was so it's so like long that she could wrap it around her finger like completely like that. And she held it there and she was like, "Look, I have stretched ears." Like the holes in your ears, and we were like, "What?" And she was like, "Just kidding, my earlobe's just really long." It was weird. None of us even know her. She just like comes up to us, and just says weird stuff, and walks away with
You
no
should introduce
explanation.
yourself.
Hey,
Invite her to be part of your circus freak friend group.
hey, hey, hey. I mean, okay, there's no arguing with that,
Bearded
actually.
lady and the juggling boy.
Clown car.
Clown
That's
car.
how we come to school. We all come in this tiny little smart car, and then all of us just pile out.
Open
Oh,
the door up. The KLOSX is playing. All right. Enough.
what?
Enough silliness.
Aww.
Silliness must go. We now must end the week of silliness and begin the week of serious study. Do you have tests this week?
I don't know.
Maybe that's something you should look into.
Yeah.
Okay. Say, oh, you missed baptisms today.
What?
Baptisms. They
For
did
who?
Two baptisms. Tara McNaught. Do you know Tara?
I know the name McNaught.
She was sitting in front of us last week. And she had her boyfriend on the right,
oh,
and
yeah,
her dad and her mom on the left.
Oh, yeah. Would you want to take a picture of
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was her and her boyfriend.
Oh.
Or fiance. I don't know.
How old is she?
I don't know. 21-ish.
She looks really young.
Yeah, she does.
I thought that she was like my age.
20 or 21.
Yeah. When I was thinking, because she was like... Like, I was trying to figure out what they were to each other, because I thought that she was, like, young, like, my age, and she was doing, like, this to him and, like, holding his hand, and I was like, are they brother and sister? Because that's kind of weird. And I was like, she looks a bit...
That would have been very loving.
Yeah. She looks a bit... Yeah, but it was, like, weird, because they were, like, she was, like, doing this to him and, like, rubbing this and, like, holding his hand and stuff, and I was like... And I thought that he looked too old, because I thought that she looked young. So I was like... Something's going on.
Yeah. She's just very youthful looking.
Yeah.
So, there is a hair tie in the deodorant drawer that has a knot of hair on it that's fairly disgusting. So maybe tomorrow morning you could decide what you want to do with that.
Yeah.
Because the...
My hair has so many, like, sweat ends.
Yeah.
Look at all these.
I know.
What's
That's
wrong?
Why you need to have a cut.
Yeah, but the split ends go all the way in my hair.
No, they don't.
Look.
That's why they call them split ends. End. E.
They're like everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the last inch or so of the hair, and that's what happens to it.
I'm not cutting that much off.
So.
I want to cut like...
Let your hairdresser decide.
Cut it like... No, I'm not going to let my hairdresser decide.
Let the seasoned
my
professional.
Hair.
Right. Can you please say a prayer?
No. Never.
Send me to bed.
Fine.
Something special prayer for me.
What about you?
I just have a pain in my neck.
Oh, and for the people in Australia right now.
Why in Australia?
Because there's some kind of like terrorist thing going on at a coffee shop.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a bunch of people were held hostage, and like I think from my last update. From it. 5 people have escaped.
Hmm.
But there's still a bunch of people in the coffee shop.
Alright. Well, then definitely put them in your prayers.
Yeah. Dear God, we pray for a good night, sleep, and a good day tomorrow. And that... okay, I'm okay. And that... bury your hand on mommy's back and daddy's neck. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. And that everyone will make it out safely. In Australia. I don't know where in Australia. In a coffee shop. Amen.
Amen. Seriously? You gonna cough on me?
Yeah. You're lucky I didn't cough in your mouth.
That's really disgusting.
That would be so gross. I sneezed earlier.
People in bed.
And I like
bleed
out
going,
of my mouth.
She looks really young to be coughing in her dad's mouth. What's
ew.
Going on with
why
that?
Why would they? She has to be at least 17 to cough in her father's mouth. Everybody knows that.
Good night.